Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay. I'm joined with Brad Hintze of Crestron. Actually, Brad is the Executive Vice President of Global Marketing for Crestron, and we're here to talk about ISE. I'm sure you're as excited about ISE as I am, Brad. You're going to be in Hall 3 again in stand H300. This is a big, big, big show for you. And I will say that one thing I have noticed over the last half a dozen years is you've really kind of converted yourself from showing a bunch of products to really focusing on solutions and being more experiential.
Yeah, we have. I think that ISE is certainly our biggest investment. It's our favorite show because it does have such global presence, and we get to see partners and customers from all over the world. I think that the growth in the number of end customers that come to the show, whether they're in government or education or enterprises, again, from all over the world, has pushed us to really think about how we represent what it is that we do differently. And so that's why you've seen the way that we show complete solutions rather than just putting a bunch of black boxes on the wall. Well, that's easy. It doesn't really show. It doesn't really tell a great story.
You and I, we think the black boxes are really important, but in reality, it's a bunch of glue. It's really kind of holding the system together. Although you do have One Beyond now, which is a front-facing product that people see every single day. You have, you have other, obviously the control panel stuff.
Yep.
Speaking of which, you spent a year introducing a bunch of, you've had a lot of product introductions, probably more product introductions in the last 12 months than you did the previous 2 years. So you've got a lot you have already to show, but will we get to see some other new things at ISE as well?
Yeah, certainly we'll have some new product announcements, but most importantly, one of the things that we think about as we go to a show like this is, what are the new products that maybe people haven't gotten their hands on in the last 12 months that we have introduced? So last year, we celebrated 1 million NVX devices. We introduced the 384. So our content distribution lineup continues to expand. On the collaboration side, we started shipping the Video Bar 70. You mentioned the Automate VX and One Beyond cameras. So really strengthening our collaboration offerings. You'll see an expansion to our Air Media portfolio at ISE as well. And then on the control side, we continue to build out the support for additional integrations with Crestron Home. So you can bring in all kinds of great new capabilities for ways to control your things. You can even I shouldn't say specifically, but
to say something really important.
I was, and I can't, just didn't want to.
I have a feeling I know where you were going with that. That's so cool. Breaking news right here
almost got me. I think we've got some great, exciting announcements around Crestron Home. And what we're doing there. And then also around XIO Cloud, the way that we do remote management and monitoring for all of our Crestron products. So I think it will be a really great show to get your hands on all that product, meet all of the Crestron team, again, from all over the globe, and really have great conversations.
Yeah, and you do a really good job of showing solutions and sort of vignettes of how the products are used in different applications. And also partnerships. So talk a little bit about the partnerships and how we'll see those demonstrated at ISE, because you're not just in your own, you obviously have your own stand, but you're in a lot of other stands as well. And sort of you have your own partnership program.
We do. Crestron Connected is our partnership program. One of the things that we know is really important as a control provider is the ability to integrate a broad ecosystem of the really great solutions. Mm-hmm. You can find Crestron in so many booths. I believe last year we were in over 100 booths. You could go and find Crestron.
That's more than 10% of the show. It was about 10% of the show last year. It'll be about that same this year.
Yeah. Which is great. That's the real experience. A customer has a broad collection of technologies, and we help bring all of that together. Within our booth, we also show much of that as well. So Netgear is a prominent part of what we show in our booth. Sennheiser, there's a large list of different manufacturers that are in there, LG, Sony, Samsung, all of them have a representation in our booth, and many more as well.
Yeah, so you can see it all at ISE, I'm sure. Look, the really cool thing about ISE is it truly is a global show. We have people from all over the world that are there. You know, I don't remember the exact numbers, but something around 8 to 10% of the attendance is actually from North America, but obviously the European EMEA market in general is the largest portion of the market. Of course, you can use code RAVE if you don't already have a free ticket, but make sure you go to Hall 3. You won't miss it. As soon as you get down the escalator, right there is Crestron in H300. Brad, I really appreciate you joining me. Crestron is at crestron.com. And of course, we have an ISE microsite. So for those of you who aren't going, you'll be able to see all that we're doing. We're going to shoot, I mean, typically we shoot somewhere between 15 to 20 videos in Crestron's booth. So you'll be able to see all those at raypubs.com/ISE. That's all you have to remember. Just type in Crestron in the video search window. So if you're watching this after the show, you can actually go ahead and see those videos. We'll get those videos up within 24 hours of shooting them. So if we shoot them on the first day of the show, they'll be up the second day of the show, Brad. So I'm looking forward to it. And everyone, thanks for joining me and have a great day. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Gary.